Beale Street looks to be just another street in suburban Boston, but one house here is special. Our features this week on the American Countryside are sponsored by a place with beautiful parkways, river walks, and even the place where the Pony Express began. Check out St. Joseph, Missouri at stjomo.com. The American Countryside returns after this. Head down Beale Street in Brookline, Massachusetts, and you'll see rows of nearly century-old homes, working-class homes, and among them, one very special home.
This is the first house that Rose and Joe Kennedy are going to own after they were married in October of 1914. While they live here, they'll have the first four children in their marriage, Joe Jr., followed by JFK or Jack, and then Rosemary and Kathleen.
John Straff at the JFK National Historic Site says today everyone knows the Kennedy name. Back then, it was the other side of the family that had the name recognition.
The Fitzgerald family would have been very much a household name in the city of Boston. Honey Fitz, or John Francis Fitzgerald, as he was more formally known, was a two-term mayor of the city of Boston, first Irish-American Catholic mayor. He also served in the U.S. Congress.
The Kennedy family was slowly working its way up the Boston social scene, but was certainly behind the status of the Fitzgeralds.
Joe's father, Patrick Joseph Kennedy, started off working on the docks of East Boston, eventually would come to own a pub, and folks over in East Boston came to trust him so much that he would become a ward leader and then eventually would become wire commissioner and a fairly successful middle-class businessman.
Rose's parents may not have liked the idea of a Kennedy marrying into the family.
Rose and Joe were going to court for nearly 7 years in large part because Honey Fitz sort of felt that Joe wasn't quite good enough for Rose. But Joe, after graduating from Harvard, will become a bank examiner. And then eventually he'll become a bank president at the Columbia Trust Company in East Boston. And there he started to gain some more local and national prominence. And I think after that, Honey Fitz finally decided, well, maybe this guy isn't so bad.
We'll have more from the JFK birthplace next time as we travel the countryside in Brookline, Massachusetts. And this week, sponsored by stjomo.com. I'm Andrew McCray.